Wow, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. You know, one interesting thing, Paul kind of alluded to it. Where are you, Paul? When I first got out of school, the very first banker I ever met was Paul Costell, and here he is on the stage with me tonight. So very ironic, so thanks, Paul. But first of all, it is a great honor to you see the people, men and women, that were up here on the stage, and I look at the past recipients and still can't believe that I've been inducted to be at a Hall of Fame with those 50-plus people, and that's a huge honor of everything that's all the honors that I've ever seen. That's something I'm extremely proud of. I'd like to thank my family, which they made the video, which was great. My wife, Dana, and a lot of people talked about the importance of a great spouse and during the entrepreneur growth stage, and I was blessed with that, and it's been great. My daughter Emma is also here with me tonight, and my son Jay, I'd like to thank him too, and my sister and Teresa, my brother coming up here, and it's just great to have him be the person that that talks about me. I mean, we're such a close relationship. We've been in this business. We had the fortune of coming in and working with our father, and then been able to work together and grow it. I'll tell you a quick story about Mark. We've been close since we were kids, and he's 4 years younger than me, but we had a grass cutting business, and maybe this was our first kind of entree into business, but I would go sell the jobs, and he would go mow the grass, and it's amazing how hard he would work for a dollar. I mean, it was great, but it's been a great relationship and being business partners. One of the things that we both believe in strongly is really it's about the people. I'm fortunate to have some of my coworkers here tonight from ISCO as well, but we've always taken the approach that really we put our people first, our customers second, and then shareholders third, ourselves, and learn that, you know, if you do number one and number two right, then number three here, us, will be just fine. And we've taken the our mission statement, which we've always stayed true to, is to create long-term opportunities for members of the ISCO team. And the only way to create opportunities for people is to have a growing business. If the business stays flat, you know, who wants to work at a company that's kind of leveled out and there's not a lot of opportunity? So we say we have to grow. We were fortunate. Our father got us in this business. But if we were just working here, coming in the door, we want to be with a company that was growing. So how do we grow it? And we've had a lot of success, and the number one reason is getting the right people on our team. And I don't know what we've done right, but we've been able to attract really good people and keep them. And I think the recognition culture, one thing I learned from my friend David Novak, who is an expert on recognition culture, we've been able to do that. So it's really nice to kind of be recognized here. But yeah, we have all kind of awards at ISCO. It's a lot of fun giving those out and recognizing the success that we're having in our own ISCO Hall of Fame. One of my favorite time of the year is when we bring back people that worked at ISCO and helped create what we've done and honor them in the ISCO Hall of Fame. So I'd like to thank the Kentucky Entrepreneur Hall of Fame. It's a great organization. It was very inspiring tonight. It makes me want to go start a business right now. Right? I don't think my wife would like that. But in the chamber and the sponsors and everybody, one thing I want to close with is what the game of golf has done for me. My brother talked about Junior Bridgman and David Novak and Chess Musselman and myself buying Valhalla. And it was important to us. We were members. We wanted to kind of keep it locally owned and continue to bring back major championships to Louisville. And we felt if it fell in the wrong hands, that wouldn't happen. But golf has been a big part of my life. And I think thinking about the game and you know, my brother and I played as junior golfers. We would come home, and no matter how we did, you know, golf, you have some days you did really well and some days you did terrible. But I remember my mother saying something very wise. She said, "I've never seen a happy golfer." She says, no matter what, she didn't understand game, no matter what you shoot, you always come home and said it could have been better. And I'm thinking, you know, that's so true, and that is the exact same thing in business. When you're trying to grow a business, no matter how good the year was or whatever, you're always thinking, you know, this could be better. It could have been better. And I think I owe my father for putting a golf club in my hand at a very young age, for me learning that lesson, although it was kind of tough some days coming home from golf. But, you know, you're always striving to get better. So that's been a big part of my life, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you, everyone, and thank you to the Hall of Fame. And Brian, that was fantastic. Everything you said, again, inspired me, and meeting everyone here, the past recipients, has inspired me greatly. So thank you very much.
Congratulations.